B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
So I got hip to this whole thing about an ex-intern commenting on Lauren's pictures. And then I told her about it, Roy, and she goes, oh, I know. And there's so much, like, more.
I didn't realize we had a stalking intern.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little forward.
We'll leave the name out.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to say the name.
But it's an intern who used to work here, a male intern.
Okay.
Goes on Loren's Instagram.
I'm pretty sure you could figure it out.
It's your modeling Instagram, the one that you model clothes, your blog Instagram. So she's in trendy clothes and stuff. And
hold on, let me see. Okay, well, there's one.
He's not saying thirsty things, is he?
It's a lot of emojis, but...
Well, it's not the eggplant one, is it?
No. Okay. No, it is not. Blocked.
What's the eggplant emoji mean, Roy?
Well, it's the fun one.
Very good.
I thought that was the pineapple emoji.
There's a lot of fire.
Oh, really?
You know, the fire emojis. But he has trying to find a comment. Because he'll make comments like Queen of the Queen City or so, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
yeah,
those kind of things.
Laid it on thick, huh?
Yeah.
I saw one that he put in, like, quotes, trying to catch my breath.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Loren's blogging Insta, and you're posting pictures of you in outfits.
Yes!
The goal is
women.
Yeah,
right. They're not provocative looks by any means.
Right. Your goal is to show the latest fashion, not... Hey, look at me be pretty. It's
right.
Like you're actually trying to produce some sort of content.
Right. So yeah, I found one that says, I know they call it the Queen City, but damn, with like fire emojis.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And this is an ex-intern who like worked for us, got credit, and then like left. Did he ever say anything to you here that made you?
I mean, like he's just a jokester. So like
and a flirt.
Yeah, I never took it. Like personally, and I was never uncomfortable or like offended by it. I just figured that's who he was, you know?
I wonder, real quick, producer Nicole, see if we could grab some calls on who made an inappropriate comment on one of your social media posts. 704-570-9595.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hard to offend. Now, are they appropriate? Probably not. I'm your, you know, one of your ex-bosses, basically, so.
Yeah. But like, Roy, if Loren is your coworker in an office and she's in a bikini over the summer.
But hold on.
And you're a coworker and Roy writes, puts the fire emojis right? Or like, you look great. Isn't that Aki Momo?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, not only that, but like, I'm in like sweaters and it's not like I'm looking for those kind of comments.
It's not
you
like
know?
You're wearing a two piece right. Underneath a waterfall. And
right.
That I get, but I'm wondering. For the average person who doesn't have a fashion blog,
mm-hmm.
somebody who could call in and tell us, like, yeah, I posted a picture of me in a bikini with my husband on 4th of July, and a coworker commented on it. 704-570-9595. If you posted a picture on socials, who was the awkward person that made a comment on it? Rev? Was it the Reverend?
Your uncle? Your uncle comes out of nowhere?
Oh,
man, that looks great.
What? Why don't you wear that at my 4th of July party?
Easy, Buford.
They get weirder too. Oh. Like the comments, you look 10 steps above amazing with the heart emoji, like
really?
Heart eyes. Yeah,
oh,
I'm like,
man.
Thank God my husband's not on Instagram because he would be all over this dude.
Oh, you should block him.
No, I'm not gonna block. He doesn't bother me.
It's like I'm getting hits on my blog.
It's helping my engagement, Roy.
Oh, that's funny. Here's a text message from 980. Someone says, yes, I had a coworker comment on a dress I wore on New Year's Eve. Needless to say, I avoided him when I went back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To work the following week.
I mean, your boss just writes speechless.
You know? Oh.
You know, it's like, it's nothing inappropriate, but at the same time, you're like, ooh, I don't like that.
Uncalled for.
Yeah.
You're like, relax. I didn't post that picture for you.
Oh, man. Give us a phone call. 704-570-9595. You can also tweet and DM us at the MRL Show on Instagram.
Another text message from 802 came in and said, Manny, don't say Aki Momo. That's weird.
Well, okay. Jimmy Kimmel said it.
Totes Aki Momo.
I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, he's not saying it because that's in his normal vocabulary. I know that, I mean, no one ever, I don't ever post anything sexy, so.
It's are you not, reading the last text?
I'm no, sorry. What's the last text message?
Yeah.
It says, mine wasn't on social media. Sorry, right? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Mine wasn't on social media. It was in the office that my doctor said he was going to need to pull my braid later that day.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but that is so inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's like, why would the doctor... All right, let's talk with Kim and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. So tell us about the awkward comment you got on social media.
It was crazy. I took my kids on a 7-day cruise. So we're in San Juan, and they had a piece of plexiglass on the pool. And I'm laying on it in my bikini. And, you know, I have my kids young, so I am very thin. Had no clue my kids were taking pictures. We get back home, I see it, I post it, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm looking good. Some random from second grade posts a comment saying, dang, girl, you're looking good, you know, what are you doing? And I'm not, we need to catch up. And it just absolutely blew my mind.
From second grade.
Yes. I mean, I barely remember you. I don't know how you know me.
Jeez, that's so funny, and that's what it's about, man. These pictures bring out weird comments from weird people.
704-570-9595. Something that Bree's boss said is really, really bad.
Mm.
Like, it's so inappropriate, it'd make you not even want to go into work the next day.
Can we not say it?
No, we can, and we're going to talk to Bree coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Got a central survey coming up, but we do have Bree from Concord. We're talking about the awkward comments you got on social media, like after you post a photo or something. And what Bree from Concord has to say is something like, if our boss said it, I wouldn't even want to come to work the next day.
Okay, so I had maybe been at this job for like a week, and I get this like weird Instagram follow, and I accepted it because I was curious. And it was my boss, and he DMs me from his dog's Instagram account.
Oh, that's already weird.
Yeah, and he says, you're going to get me in trouble, aren't you? And I was like, I'm sorry, like, I don't know what you mean. And he said, never mind, don't worry about it. And then, like, just left it. And I had to go into work the next day and pretend like nothing had happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I had no idea how to react.
Hey,
oh, my gosh.
Hey, Bree, what was the picture that he commented on?
He was a so DM.
He just like split into my DMs after following me on his dog's account, and like I had posted, but he did. My friend's bachelorette party was at a strip club, like a stripper pole class.
Uh-huh.
And when I went into work the next day, he said, "Oh, so like how'd that class go for you?"
Yeah. So I was wondering because he must have saw something to slide into her DM. You know.
So are you still working there? What's the relationship like now?
No. But here's the best part about the whole thing. He was the owner's fiance.
Oh,
wow.
Of the store that I worked at.
Bree's like, it's an ironic story. Yeah. I'm no longer working there, but I am a stripper now, and I'm really killing it.
Yeah, it's so creepy, Bree.
It was
Bree.
So creepy. Oh, yeah, it was insane. So
you're going to get me in trouble, aren't you?
Thanks, Bree. Okay. Thanks for hanging with us.
You guys have a good day.
All right, yeah. You too.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.